Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 26th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we are sitting here together in front of our home computer. And our goal today, as it is each weekday, is to prepare and share a message that we hope will encourage and provide biblical teaching. Today's message is titled Heavenly Perspective. The scripture text, Brooksine will read it, is from Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
We periodically refer to Jesse and Anna Ruth, our Amish friends. They're a young couple with four little children who are our neighbors for several years. A few years ago, they moved back to the area in eastern Lancaster County where they were raised and now operate a dairy farm. I recall an incident that happened several years ago that was a teachable moment for me and illustrates today's message. Since the Amish don't use modern transportation methods, they rely on the English, as they refer to the non-Amish, to drive them for longer trips. Once when Jesse and Anna lived over this way, Jesse called me and asked me to give them a ride back home from his parents, who also live on a dairy farm about 25 miles away. I drove over after a Bible study to pick them up. The farm is at the end of a long gravel lane that simply takes you back to another era. Jesse came out to greet me and welcomed me into his house. I went in and the family was visiting around the kitchen table under the diffused glow of a gas lamp. They invited me to sit down, and we visited for a few minutes. Jesse's mom shared about their family and their six children. I asked, how many of them live in Lancaster County? She replied, all of them, but Jesse, who lives in Mountjoy. Now, you need to understand why this response is so interesting. Actually, Mountjoy is in Lancaster County, but I suppose from the perspective of folks who travel by horse and buggy, it's as if Jesse lived in another county or even state.
However, there's another perspective that is similar to the limited perception of our Amish friends. That's the eternal, spiritual, heavenly perspective as we travel down here below year after year. In fact, I believe our perspective in regard to this is much more narrow. Today's powerful verse comes from the text of a letter the prophet Jeremiah wrote to the exiles in Babylon shortly after they were taken captive. Jeremiah was assuring them that God had not abandoned them and that he would fulfill his gracious promise. The initial, literal fulfillment came at the time of Cyrus, when the remnant returned and resettled in the land of Canaan. The entire verse is a great promise to all believers of the glorious future that God has planned for us. We can understand this promise from this point onward in our lives. The Lord declares that he has, and I quote again, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future, end quote. And we change that pronoun so that we'd appropriate it to our own lives today. God has a wonderful plan for the remainder of our lives on this earth, our temporal future. Jesus refers to it as the abundant life.
But the best part is that other perspective, our eternal future. I'm convinced that the greatest experiences of this life will not even compare to the future in heaven God has planned for us. Scripture gives us a picture unimaginable by the human mind. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, we read, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what the Lord has prepared for those who love him. The Apostle Paul urges us to keep our thoughts anchored on the unseen, that which is yet to be revealed in the future. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18, he writes, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Well, let's face it. It's all too easy to focus on the here and now, the pain and disappointment in this life, rather than focusing on our ultimate goal of eternal joy in heaven. We need to make the unseen joys of heaven the default button of our imaginations, emotions, and let it motivate us by diligently serving God day by day.
We have no idea the great and mighty things that God has planned for us who truly love Him. We only see the smaller picture. He sees our labor of ministry far beyond what we see through the maze of life and our temporal existence. If we saw the big picture, such as our Heavenly Father does, we would look upon the lovely tapestry of life with perpetual rejoicing. Smile, and remember today that our God is truly an awesome God.
Let's pray together. Father, we know that You care for us day in and day out as we walk in Your ways. And mercifully, even when we choose to deter from Your perfect plan, You gently guide us back. Your plan for our lives is to prosper us even as we endure hardships in this life. Yours is a boundless hope and an eternal love that will see us through to a glorious celebration, never to end, but to experience for all eternity. Thank You for Your abundant provisions in this life and in the unseen eternal life yet to come. Amen.
Amen. We do regularly hear from our readers and listeners, practically every day, in fact, regarding something we've written or said that perhaps has touched them, and we find that gratifying. And Brooksine's written an additional note that I think would fit right now, Brooksine, with our podcast listeners.
Well, I think about the ongoing spiritual and physical battles that people do write to us from day to day, some lasting year after year. I find great encouragement and consolation in our verse today from Jeremiah 29:11. It was in the midst of uncertainty and seeming defeat that Jeremiah had a word from the Lord that he would prosper, that God would prosper them and give them hope and a future. And I wonder today, are you experiencing that promise in your life? Perhaps your focus is only on the temporary situations that are based upon the here and now. Thank God His hope is an eternal hope that is secure for the present and for the future, and even in the midst of the circumstance that you might face. I had an experience last week. I was traveling and I was extremely troubled about a matter. And it's about a matter that's been going on for years, but something had happened to elevate the problem and I was losing perspective. I had a great deal of responsibility where I was going and I couldn't focus on that. And I'd heard the song earlier. It's another verse that we shared today, but I heard a song on the radio that morning. It was word for word scripture. And I began to quote that on my trip. I just said it over and over. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. I said it over and over until it began to just minimize the problem and fix my perspective on heaven and knowing that all would work out. And it is working out. The problem, it's still there, not in the way that it was that day, because I've learned to take it day by day and trust God for the outcome. And above all, we can trust God for the outcome of a glorious celebration for all eternity as we're faithful to Him. Amen.
Thank you, Brooksine. It's nice to have her back with me today. She missed yesterday's reading. And it's nice to have listeners. This is a rather unusual ministry compared to face-to-face, whether individually or speaking to a group, because apart from feedback, not a lot of evidence of what we do, but we're grateful that we have many subscribers and apparently people that find some value in what we have to share. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where we post these messages each weekday morning, and we are also able to put up pictures. We just have one picture up today, and that's a picture of a long gravel driveway similar to that which we mentioned in the message today. And that's where we can also put up additional materials and music. We have several musical links today. A scripture text to the song, Jeremiah 29:11, set to music. I think a church must have made this using the babies in the church, because it also has photos of babies, but it is a means in which I happened to learn that verse through the Integrity Scripture Memory series several years back. Roxine referred to a song, No, I Have Seen, and we could not find the artist. Actually, it was on our local radio station, WDAC, and the announcer got back to Roxine, but I could not find an online edition to share. But I did find one by Paul Baloche by the same title, No, I Have Seen. And several songs, a couple songs by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and then a song called Trust His Heart that I think Roxine might have been thinking of when she used that word tapestry in her edit toward the end of the message. It has that line in it. Let me also share today that we have a request from our users, and that would certainly be readers as well as listeners, and that is we have a survey we have posted up on the website. And we're just going to ask that those that use our materials perhaps would consider taking a few minutes to fill out an online reader survey that will help us as we continue to prepare these messages. All you have to do is go to dailyencouragement.net. It'll be up today. It'll be on the email post as well. And there's a link you can click on that'll take you to a survey. It should take less than 5 minutes, really probably just a couple minutes. And as we compile this, actually it's neat, the survey software does it for us. We just may find some things that we can do better, or maybe some things we're spending time on that really is not of much value. We'll take whoever happens to fill it out as representative of our entire users. But again, that is at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Wednesday, May 26th, 2010. And have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged as you faithfully walk with the Lord.